Can I dip my sack into your honey?
All right, let's stop.
Yes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Dungeon Crawler Classics RPG Tabletop Blind Wave.
Yep. A lot of letters.
What's up?
I think it's episode 19.
It's been a while.
Since we've been 19.
Yeah. Really?
Yep.
Jeez. Well, we just put up 18. Hmm.
Believe it or not.
That was the last one recorded. And that was recorded
hot dogs.
Months ago.
Months and months and months and months ago. You guys just watched it, but for us, ancient history.
Backed by popular demand, I don't even die for this.
So of those who have forgotten, mainly those around the table.
Yep.
This is Aaron the Wizard, Invoker Jay.
Yes.
We have Calvin, who's playing...
A beekeeper!
Sting.
Yeah, Sting.
The thief.
The singer or the wrestler?
No. Every move you make.
For a long time, I thought that was the same person. Yeah. When I was younger. I'm like, man, he sings that song?
Yeah, he's the crow now.
I should change my name to Mr. Step-a-Step.
We have Father Loblaw, the frog cleric. And we have Maddox, Raven Maddox, the warrior.
Mad Maddox.
Shane Farley. And Rick Martin, the DM. The GM.
Yeah. He went to go, aha, but Rick hasn't switched there.
He put a switch. He did. The dick master.
All right, so last time.
GM.
Well, let's have sort of a brief synopsis recap.
Woo! Woo! All night long.
They know what happened.
There was...
They just watched it.
I know, but for you guys.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't remember everything that happened.
Sure. So the biggest point is why you guys are doing all this shit to begin with.
We're cursed!
Is you're cursed because you
got
a book from Hagamoth, the beardless dwarf.
And we made some other dwarf read it, and he's cursed now too.
The bartender.
Yes.
Got him.
And you guys therefore have to find Hagamoth's tomb before six months elapse, or else you die and are forever cursed.
And it's been 18 days.
It's been 18 days. You've got some clues along the way, I'll remind you.
Dang, about that's 10%
those
of our time.
Once you get off the island, because right now you guys crash landed, your ship got attacked by a sea drake.
Yeah, fucking Eric.
Because
I don't know why.
You were sailing along.
It's your fault.
And I was like, there's an island over there. And you were like, let's check it out.
Yep.
And it was a bad idea. You saved Ruby.
Yeah! My red-headed queen. I don't know what to call it.
Queen!
I don't know. I'm so sweet.
But the island has been filled with hazards and treachery.
Yeah.
Father Loblaw got knocked out.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
And then
that shit,
these
bro.
Fucks stole my black armor.
Hey, borrowed. We don't need that tongue thing.
I ain't getting that back.
I put a $2 bill in your hand and a condom in your asshole.
And on their way to find
the
cure.
I did Mike Foltz senior year. Passed out, put a condom in his ass, like a $20 bill in his hand from his own wallet.
Yeah, it was in the papers.
I did do that.
On the way to find a cure for Eric's ailments to give to the snake sister.
We took a detour.
You took a detour
into
instead.
A dwarven fortress of some sort.
With a
big
demon
ass orgy in there.
No, it was taken over by a demon. And we fought a.
You found Con 13.
Yeah, who got possessed and was evil. Yeah. You ass.
I got you guys
you
an awesome
ass
fucking hammer.
Man.
That was the point.
Who has that hammer? Shane?
Shane does.
And he
Shane
has
a hammer.
And he has Father Loblaw's armor.
Yeah. Armor. But don't you have a shield?
No. I just woke up.
I thought we left the shield with you. Didn't you have a sword?
I left
you have armor?
Didn't tell me because I was passed out.
To
He's
be
got
honest.
Shane's armor.
To be
Yeah.
I studied leather. Okay.
Yeah, I know. But I thought he at one point had a shield and his awesome armor, and we left the shield because Shane didn't want it.
No, he doesn't have a shield. His character sheet says needs to buy a shield. So you guys got sea wrecked. Onto this island.
Mm-hmm.
You've met, there's two different inhabitants on this island. Basically, the good guys and the bad guys.
And then we have something smoking and then.
Is that the time machine?
No.
H.G. Wells.
We were going back to the village and you had seen some stuff and we saw stuff smoking and then you left and then we met up and then we met over at the docks and we took out the people there at the docks.
Yep.
And then we went across the water via swimming and bees.
Yep.
And then there was a boat. We took a boat across, and we found a tower. And then we tried to fight the tower, and we took other people on the tower.
I was turned into a giant frog monster.
And then we went up to the top of it where there was griffins. And I tried to help the griffins, and Calvin was trying to fuck them. And then Moonglum
too.
And then Moonglum toasted
them. Help
them
so you can fuck them.
And Moonglum toasted them.
Or his trick of the book.
Right?
Yep. That's what happened. And, I think and that's the last where we thing left that off.
Well, was Eric was like, look, water! I'm thirsty.
Well, I also have giant wings.
Yes, so Eric rolled a natural 20 on his perception check.
My first of the game.
Yes, to survey the area, and he saw a magical pond off far in the distance. And he wanted to get there before his frog shape wore off.
Yep.
And so Moonglum cast flight on him, and you have bat wings for 10 minutes.
So I'm a giant frog monster with bat wings for 10 minutes.
You're a brog.
So that,
I'm a brog.
Dear gentlemen and dear viewers, is where we left
That's
off.
That's where we're at.
You're a frat.
Yep. So let's go.
Okay. All right.
All right, so Eric.
Yeah.
You, I assume, are in flight.
Yeah, I'm going to wait for like 11 minutes before I start, though.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. yeah, I'm in flight going towards a magical pond.
All right, so you guys have a map.
Okay.
Kind of the area, and it'll help us reference as well.
Mm-hmm.
You have a better map than that. That's the one you started magical with. Pond. That one. Those are the two islands. You're currently on the bigger island.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
If you can put that, like, in the dice tower, you should be able to see it.
We are right here, folks.
No, we're over here.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you exactly where you are, because you have
not
a better...
here, okay. Or here so much,
because we came across
but right
like, this
here.
Way,
yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah,
somewhere
yeah we're
here.
Got a
yeah,
better...
we're right over here. By this
I don't see no damn pond, Rick. There's a bunch of water all around.
There's a bunch of unknown here, because people made a map.
Different spots on the map.
I think yeah. we're right here. Where do you want to land, Calvin?
Where do I want to land?
Where are we landing?
Let's go mountaintop up here.
Here. Ruins.
Spawn Island?
So there is a tower right here and a lake, magical lake place right here.
And that's where Eric's going right now.
Yep.
Okay.
So you're flying over these mountains?
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
I'm a giant toad with wings.
Yeah, but how are we going to help you?
Oh, you help a giant toad with wings?
How are you going to get back? Doesn't matter. He's flying.
It's magic water. I don't know. It'll sustain me.
So, he's flying off in that direction.
Okay.
Yep. And Eric...
Why am I going towards it?
You don't have to go towards it.
No, I just know... I mean, it's magical water, but...
Because you wanted to anoint it with your nastiness. And
yeah.
Your
yeah.
God there.
You wanted to get there before your frog thing
and
wore off
putrefied.
Because you could swim better, was your original logic.
Yeah.
But if you want to just know where it is and mark it on the map, that's fine, too.
I mean, you could probably turn into your frog.
I just was trying to remember the context in which this magical, I saw this.
There's like a story reason. Like,
no, it wasn't a story.
You looked around, like, look like.
Yeah.
Bye. You left.
You saw it, you could tell it was magical, you got very excited.
Okay.
You were thinking, were you?
Well, no, I rolled a natural 20 and saw this, okay. Right? Meaning that it's something that's good.
No.
Right?
It means that you've noticed stuff around you.
I mean, I roll a natural 20 and I find traps. I don't want to go towards traps.
I roll a natural 20
yeah,
in real life,
you,
baby.
It just means you noticed something.
It means you noticed something that was almost impossible to see from your location.
Mm-hmm.
And you were able to
detect
like its magical abilities.
Yeah. Okay.
Other than that, he doesn't know anything.
Yeah. Doesn't mean it's good. Doesn't mean it's bad.
Okay.
Just means there.
Okay, well then... All right, if that's the case, then I'll just stick around and help my friends.
Okay.
Dang it. No, go. I want to see what happens to you.
Well, we can go there, can't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can travel there. If you so wish.
I mean, aren't you guys, like, in dire trouble right now?
No.
Well, I thought you were.
You took out everything.
I'm chill, Mac.
I was trying to save some griffins.
Yeah, you're all together. Mm-hmm. Your main goal on this island is you found out from the Snake Sister that there is another... another group of invaders on this island, and with them, they sort of somehow got control of the Sea Drake. And they've been crashing all the ships and taking all
we
the money from the ships.
We have to stop him so that we can get off this island.
And they have a ship, is the most important thing. So you need that ship to get off the island.
Good ship.
But you don't know where the ship is. You just know it's on this island.
Mm-hmm. We don't really know where they are.
Yep.
So do you want to go so you can swim in the water with your fishy legs or no?
Okay.
You want to head in that direction?
Yeah, let's head
to you.
No,
you
we're going to head that. I'm going to go that way.
Okay.
Why not?
Okay, so you
take a dip.
All travel. It's going to take at least a day to get there. So you sort
I
of...
I think he was flying, though.
Yeah, I can get
there. Oh, you just want to fly there
yeah,
immediately?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and fly
oh, okay.
There.
All right, so you fly there immediately.
Yep.
It takes us a day to get to you, though.
Sorry.
So the sort of cool air laps on your skin as mm-hmm. you soar through the air. It's kind of nice because it's very tropical, very warm.
Yeah.
But you do start to sort of dry out your frogginess. And it's rather unfortunate.
Sure.
After a few minutes of flight, you notice through the densely packed trees, you spy a glimmer light reflected off crystal clear water.
Mm-hmm.
In the center of this area is a depression filled with a clear pool. At the edge of a pool is a vine-covered statue of a snake undergoing the process of shedding its skin.
Okay.
So do you want to, like, heron-style just dive into the pool? Or do you want to land and investigate the area?
Is it a water snake? That's kind of an amphibian thing. My god, is it an amphibian? Yeah, let's go check it out.
The statue or the lake?
Oh, let's go into the lake.
Okay.
Just go right in?
So you directly into the lake. Are you at your maximum luck?
Oh boy.
Maybe the max out.
It just says 9. So yes.
Okay. So you would regain luck if you had lost any.
I mean, I definitely have. I just don't know what my maximum luck is.
You didn't mark it?
I literally know my maximum nothing luck to do here. I see down here that I have erased things.
Uh-huh.
I know I've used luck in the past for my rerolls. But I have no idea what my maximum lucks are.
Mine's 12.
Well, that's going to guess.
It's 30, actually.
And say it's 12.
Okay.
All right. So you're at 9 mm-hmm. of 12. So mark the 12 somewhere as your max. Roll a d4. In the thing. Four.
Four?
Yep, it's the number on top. So you get back 4 luck to a maximum of 12.
Hmm.
So you're at your max 12. Luck. Yep. So you feel...
So this is a purifying and
You think to most people that this would feel like cool and refreshing.
Yeah.
But to you, it feels muddy and swamp-like.
Ooh,
it
I like
feels
that.
Like home.
Yeah.
In fact, it feels so much like home that as you sort of close your eyes inside of it, right, to sort mm-hmm. of take in the feeling, mm-hmm. you open your eyes and you see the shadow of like a frog shape. It begins to speak to you.
Oh, shit. It's Bleezebub.
Bo-bug-bubbles. Yep, exactly.
I'm in the water going...
Perfect.
Okay.
He speaks to you.
Oh, shit.
And he says...
This is it.
Have I not been good to you, my faithful follower?
Oh, good, sweet Lord. So good.
I must ask something in return.
That's my mission. That's what I want. I need your guidance.
My greatest foe, the croaking Fane, who in the primordial times I overthrew... to grab my godhood, has returned. Makes or is getting ready to return. His followers have found one of his shrines, and I must... And I must ask that you stop them before it's too late.
10-4, good buddy.
Travel south, 2 miles.
On this island.
Until you hear the flies.
Flies.
The droning of the flies.
Mm-hmm.
And stop them, and you will be rewarded greatly.
Where do we
for
hear
your
the
loyalty
of the shrews?
Do I have your oath?
Just your presence is mere reward, master.
Very good.
Make totally going. 2 miles south.
Okay.
Do you know which way south? Master?
He points with his tongue.
Oh, yeah, it's massive. All right. How much time do I have left in my flying form?
Well, so you get out of the pond and you hear some rustling in the trees. Do you take off flying or do you wait to see what it is?
I'm gonna wait to see what it is.
Okay. You see a man. A swarthy-looking man running out of the bush.
Sure.
He has like a pirate sort of garb going on, but like a large, like this is all untied, muscular chest.
Yeah.
Goatee.
Yeah.
And he sort of looks at you, looks behind him. It's like, I thought they were behind me. He pulls out his rapier.
Sure. Let's see. I'm filled with
the frog spirit right now. I feel like nothing can really harm me because I'm on my way. I can go the distance. I will find my way.
Another one of the frog folk. You won't take me alive. Not again.
Oh, this guy's familiar with the folk of the croaking fiend. I need information.
Is that what you say to him?
Yeah. A friend, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Who are these frog people?
You're not gonna... But this? You're the frog people.
Yeah. Do I look like a bad guy?
Yes, actually. Your throat is kind of going, whoop, whoop.
Look, it would be nothing to kill you right now, but I don't need that. I have a mission from my god. And I need information. If you help me, I will help you in the struggles that your people are going through.
Well, I haven't got any people.
Any people?
I mean, I do.
I got people.
They're captured, but you know, we can leave them. I know where there's a ship. We need to get to that ship. Let's forget the frog people. You seem like a nice guy. Yeah. You're a little froggy. But we could go get the ship. We could leave.
I cannot leave until I follow through on my mission.
Okay. Why don't I go to the boat and I'll wait for you? And you deal with the frog people that are chasing me.
Are they south, 2 miles from here?
They're coming from... He came from the south. They're trying to sacrifice me to their god. I hope that's not your god, because he's nasty.
Yeah, well, there's a whole big thing with...
You nasty.
Okay, well, what should I do here?
So what do you want to know?
I need to know as much as this guy knows about these people that are chasing him.
Okay. Well, they look like you. Mm-hmm. They sound like you.
Wait, they're giant frogs with
wings? They smell like you.
Okay.
So you probably get along fine.
I haven't reverted back to my form yet, have I? Or I have?
No, you're still frog.
I'm still a giant frog with wings? Okay. Yeah. So they look like...
Can you just reason and say that?
Him?
Yeah.
No, I'm asking the DM.
Okay.
No. He's telling you that.
Yeah. But they look like... My super special couple minutes left power is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess they're around. D20 is around Moonglow too.
I run about 2 miles through the woods.
Yep.
They were chasing me.
Yep.
They're not here yet, so maybe I lost them. But I really don't want to take that chance.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. I feel like if I were to wait for my comrades to show back up.
What's your name?
Father Loblaw.
Father?
Yep.
Interesting, yes. Mm-hmm. I'm Hidalgo.
Hidalgo?
Indeed.
Pablo Hidalgo?
You run fast?
Yes. I escaped the frogs.
Sure. Okay, well, why are they chasing you?
They're trying to sacrifice me to the gods.
Oh, God.
Okay. You need to listen.
I'm
we
trying
don't have
to
a
listen.
Lot of time.
I'm not used to the wings. Okay, well, what do you want a boat
wings,
for?
Wings, why don't you fly me? I know where the boat is.
Yeah, what do you need a boat for?
To leave.
To leave
to get
island?
Away from the frog people is my current concern.
We can't leave.
I mean, there's
the
also, like,
the Drake people.
The Sea Drake wrecked my ship.
Yeah.
My crew are still here.
Sure.
They're captured by the pirates.
Sure.
But the pirates have a ship.
Mm-hmm.
We use the ship, we leave.
Yeah, but the Drake is still out there. So regardless if you have a ship or not, you got to deal with that first. You want to help us out and get rid of that?
So the pirates met with the sea creature who has a crown. It's made of coral.
Mm-hmm.
We get the crown, we control the sea drake.
Okay, so you got to do that first before you get the ship?
Or break it. I mean...
What if it gets real angry because you broke its crown? You don't know what's going to happen after that.
I
know, there's a lot we don't know.
You are a thinking man and I like this. I should stick with you, I think.
Yeah? Okay. Well, I have some stuff I gotta do. I gotta go take care of these guys that are chasing you.
Okay.
Now, I'm not gonna
alone?
Say you have to come, but, I mean, my god came to me alone.
There's a lot of treasure there.
A lot of treasure?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that could be the reward that was spoken to me about, or not, but
could I get some of that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
This is good.
Yeah.
This is just the two of us, then.
Mm-hmm.
Will you always look like this?
Well, depends how long... We're both alive.
Okay. It'll take some getting used to, but
sure.
I'll get there.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess I have a friend now. So I guess we'll... Should I trust him?
That's what happens when people go to the mall.
Huh?
So
hang out at the fountain.
Yeah.
So Father Loblaw flew off.
Yep.
What are you guys
doing? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What are you guys doing?
We're all together. I can't remember what we're doing.
I think we already
You're looking
this.
For the other people.
You're looking for the ship.
The Drake? Not the Drake, but the ship.
The pirate ship, okay. To get off the island.
And I figured we already finished looking through this area here. We can't do anything with these griffins now.
So we're still
I figured
here.
We should...
Yeah, you're still at the X.
I figured okay. We should head over to that thing that he just flew off to. I don't know where the hell he went.
It's going to take
so
you...
So we've looked up around this coast right here?
Yeah, so the coast... you came to the coast. There was like a skull tower thing to scare people off.
Okay.
And then there was another tower that's an actual watchtower that you guys that's took out, basically.
Feel like your luck if you got there.
Several caves here. I mean, all we can really do is circle the island, right?
You can circle the island. You can head to where he flew off in that direction. You can
probably head to where he flew.
Think so?
Well, yeah.
Probably. Unless we want to leave him behind.
He said it would be a day's march, though, right?
A day.
What do we have with us? Moonglum, Mikey, us three. Did we have that archer lady?
You have
lady?
Gwyn.
Yeah, we have Gwyn.
Is that it?
Didn't you have a bunch of goblins that you, like, set on fire or something?
They were wearing little things.
Well, they had mind control things, yes. But I thought, like, you guys, like, actually got them burned up or something.
They got...
I can't remember.
I think... No, I don't think so.
Maybe not. It's been a long time.
You made a deal with the Goblin King. Or the Goblin King sent some of his goblins to guard the demon hole.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's where you originally found them at. And they... You guys took care of that. And now some of them are with you because they have the thing. And they're controlled.
Yeah, because I had an amulet with four bracelets. So I had four of them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and
now I had one.
You had
or two.
One. And you had one amulet and one bracelet or something like that. I forget. I remember that.
Been a while.
No, I have an amulet with two bracelets.
So we have a little crew.
So we had six
us.
In
yeah.
total.
Four. We have a four-little crew. I mean, we could probably take whoever's chasing him.
Yeah, but we gotta get there.
Yeah. Even the lake, we're right there. It's a day's march. They're coming from
probably like a quarter to half a day for him to walk where he's got to go. Maybe. I don't know how
it's
far.
It's only 2 miles.
Well, how far is this?
It's 2.5 miles, basically. There's a scale right there.
It's 5 miles. It's 2.5. Down here is about 2.5, so they're down here by the beach then, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Which means we have to walk 6 miles. Takes us a day. Or...
Maybe not.
Or we go somewhere else.
I mean, it's treacherous terrain.
It's mountains and forests and shit.
Golly. I don't know. We don't see anything else around? Right?
You can all roll intelligence checks.
I wonder if I'd have enough time to fly this guy that has information back to my friends and then go off on my own quest. I can't really ask anybody else to go off on it. But...
You think you have enough time to get back.
Okay.
But that would be the end of it.
That would be the end of it, but I could set out my own path from there, and they'd have more information. So, preferably, if I did succeed, we could all meet up at the same time to leave. They getting the boat, me doing this. I don't know. That'd be good. I mean, I could at least give you guys more information. You can ask somebody more stuff. and we would know what each other's doing. Right? Because right now, you guys don't know about, like, the luck thing, something like that. I don't know.
So do you want to fly back?
Does that sound good? Give you guys more information?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'm gonna fly back with the guy.
Okay.
I'm telling him, look, I have my friends. I'm going to take care of the people that were chasing you. And to repay me, you're going to help them. And if I get any of that treasure, I'm going to give you a cut of it. Does that sound good to this guy?
You're going to fly me.
I'm gonna fly. You see these wings?
It's
straight.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
That sounds all right.
And go! It's grabbing. All right, so I'm doing that. We're flying him back. I assume I have enough time to just before I de-transform or turn back into my normal form so that these guys are there at the same time. Okay? I do that and explain to you guys who this guy is. Does he agree to this? You know, I know he has a crew out there too that could help.
Right? Yeah. The crew are with the pirates.
Yeah.
I escaped, came down this way, trying to find more help. Found the frog people. Very unfortunate. Got captured. Escaped again.
Yeah.
Found him, who looks like a frog. You guys don't look like frogs.
I'm not frogs.
It's very strange.
Yeah, we're not frogs.
I have a bee.
Right.
And she knew it would be funny. It's like, you know, you guys look like frogs. That guy looks like frogs, right? And I turn around. I'm just me again.
You're a strange lot, all of you.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I know where there's a boat. He wants to go mess with the frog people.
Yeah.
I'd like to get the boat.
All right. From you guys all talking and telling what all happened, you said something about a crown?
Yes, there's a coral crown that controls the sea drake. The pirates have it.
The pirates have it?
Yep.
So all that's down south is frog people and treasure.
I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of treasure. There's also a lot of frog people.
How many?
Well, there was at least a dozen of them.
Can you take one by yourself?
Maybe, but I didn't have my weapon. They had me tied up.
So I don't think my guy would send me there if I couldn't handle it.
Borrowing from Christian theology.
He might know. It's not exclusive to Christian theology.
You're right.
But he might know that I was going to have people come with me. I don't know. I don't want to ask anybody to come with me because I feel like it's a mission given to me.
Good. I don't like frog people.
Yeah, I know. I'm really comfortable.
We do like treasure, though.
But there's a lot of treasure. But you guys could also work on this crown thing, too.
There was like this sort of weird church thing that they took me into. There was a pool that a bunch of guys were in it, and they were transforming into these frog things, and they wanted to sacrifice me. I couldn't let that happen.
Does Father Loblaw know anything about the croaking fiend? From his...
Why don't you roll intelligence?
Okay.
With a +5, because of your god.
Okay, which one is that?
Intelligence?
20?
Yeah.
20!
Heck!
+5!
Alright.
I know all this shit!
So, you know... your god told you in the lake, yeah. This guy was the god of all the things that crawl in the swamps and all that stuff. Until your god overthrew him.
Overthrew him, okay.
However, some of his, like, you know, the books about him and things survived, and some cult people are now trying to resurrect him. So, yes, you know that, you know, he can give his followers sort of the same powers that you have.
Yeah.
But he's much more limited because he has sort of been banished. He's not at his full power.
Sure, okay. All right, so I am going to be... I'm confident in my devotion to my god, and I'm also equally confident that my god is more powerful than theirs. Gotcha. The croaking fiend.
Good.
Okay. All right, that's... Well, I'm glad my natural 20 got me that. Was it getting me anything else that maybe I would be unaware of? Like, I don't know. I can't...
Did you see anything else while you were flying?
Do I know anything... Do I know any weaknesses about these guys? Did I see anything
what are your
else
weaknesses?
While flying?
So the problem is, because it's sort of the same power pool,
sure,
is your clerical abilities like Turn Undead, Smite Evil won't work against them.
Sure.
Because it's all the same sort of
power. You
know, power.
Yeah, but theirs won't work against me either.
Right.
Okay. So unfortunately my armor was stolen, but I do have my my fire flail as well.
That's gotta be good against people that are mainly
moist based.
Yeah.
They're probably mushy.
Moist.
Mushy.
Moist.
Mushy and moist.
I mean, if their frog powers are null and void against my frog powers, then do they have fire flails? Because I don't think so. All right. Okay, I'm confident, Rick. Thank you.
Ruby's with the pirates, too, right? And the snaky lady?
Yep.
Like, they took her?
Yeah.
And our captain?
The cap.
Is that who it was?
The captain's alive.
Did the captain die, or was it someone else that died?
So you still have Igor. You still have...
Igor was the dwarf.
You still have the navigator, right?
Still have, I think, the navigator, but not the captain.
Who was something? Remember him?
Yeah.
The first mate. Did we have him? Or did he die?
Is this guy the captain of his ship?
Nope.
No?
I'm the cook.
What's his name?
You're the cook.
Yeah.
What's his name?
I know where the ship is. Hidalgo.
That's right. Hidalgo. Silver!
I don't have any silver. They took my stuff. I told you already. I didn't want to grab any of that stuff from the temple. Thought they might be able to use it to track me or something.
Hmm.
You never know with those frog people.
Well, could have used seeing magic and maybe used it to track them.
We're on a tight time frame here.
Yes.
But if we went up and started fighting the pirates, are these frog people friendly to these pirates?
I don't know the interrelationship of the island. I've been a prisoner the whole time I've been here.
Yeah, but how'd you end up with the frog people?
I ran away.
Yeah, how'd you end up with them?
I escaped.
From the pirates?
From the pirates.
And ran.
I ran looking for help. I ran to the frog people. They were not very helpful.
You guys have been having a bad day.
Not with you guys.
I just don't want the frog people to be allies of the pirates. And we start fighting pirates, all of a sudden frog people show up out of no fucking where. Just, start hopping
with all of us, we might be able to take the frog people. There's a hell of a lot of treasure down there.
Oh, I could take the frog people. Not worried about that.
Because
I want to join the frog people. Have you all killed, and that's my party. Now let's continue the adventure.
No. Frog people. We're all frogs.
No, I'm kidding.
Because the ship is definitely my main priority. But if we had treasure and the ship, that's better.
Yeah.
We need the ship to just get out of here.
This guy's already saying
Am I gone? I don't know if I'm here yet.
What?
I don't know if I've left yet or not.
Left what?
We're together.
We're still together, right?
Yeah, okay. We're all together.
Did you say you left?
Did you just fly away?
No.
Like, bye!
I lost my... Did I just jump? No.
Ribbit.
Well, we need a ship to get off the island anyway, right? Because ours was destroyed.
Yeah, but the ship is with the pirates.
The ship is with the pirates.
The crown is with the pirates.
But we need a crew to help sail
the crew is with the pirates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this guy's the captain.
The treasure. No, he's the cook.
He's the cook.
Is the captain with the pirates? Your captain?
Your captain, oh captain.
Where's your captain?
Captain's dead.
Why?
They killed him, so we wouldn't rebel. Didn't want him leaving us.
How good are you with your sword?
His rapier, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still alive, aren't I?
Yeah, but how good are you with it?
Very.
You said you didn't have it when you were fighting guys. Did you just grab one of the rapiers and run away?
Yeah.
So you didn't find anybody?
I was a bit outnumbered.
Cook.
Let's see how good he is. Throwing an orange at his face.
Swipe.
Yeah.
He's a ninja.
I gotta get rid of my
20.
Holy shit.
Wow.
He just cut it into those slices and went all into our mouths.
He went like this, and the pieces that you pull apart, he cut each of those ones, right? And he peeled it.
Oh, guys, now he made orange slices.
Dang.
All right, now he's a valuable member. Okay.
Damn it, I lost an orange.
He cuts it and flings it into our mouths like,
like a shoe chef, because he's a chef, right?
Yeah, that's funny.
All right.
Delicious.
Damn. All right, fine.
Damn, that was cool.
Well,
that was a stupid test of skill, but it worked.
So awesome.
Blah, blah, are you leaving this island until the frog people are dead?
I cannot leave this island until the frog people are dead. I would die sooner than
Doesn't your god also want you to kill some giant snake?
I already killed a snake. We kind of killed a snake by proxy. I was sleeping. You guys killed a snake in that cave, and for some reason that worked.
Yep, you woke up.
Yep.
Yeah, but I thought there was another snake thing, wasn't there? No? Is that it?
No.
Snake.
No, I had hit such a low, terrible dice roll that I was cursed and had, until I
you kept displeasing your god.
Yeah, well, I've pleased him now, and I have to please him again by doing this. And if I don't, I can't leave this island without doing it. I just can't. I can't ask you guys to come with me, but from what I understand, there's a lot of treasure, and we also have some people to bribe to get on that ship.
Who thinks we should go to the pirates, and who thinks we should go to the frog people? You're saying frog people.
Frog people.
Which way?
I mean, logically, I would say pirates.
Gwyn? Let's get the treasure.
Cook. Well, Gwyn.
I just want to get home.
Pirates.
What do you think?
I don't want the treasure.
Moongloom? You want to kill frog people?
Yeah.
You want to kill pirates?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You want orange slices?
Nah.
We don't have any left.
I guess treasure would be good.
Hell, maybe we can just bribe the
treasure pirates. Might speed your further adventures.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's go to frog people.
All right. Let's go.
Yes.
All right. You travel.
Hey, wait. What happened to the pond?
Huh? Oh,
you want to go to the pond first?
Just swing by that pond, make sure there's nothing else there.
I felt really muddy and ucky, so do you guys want to feel that way? No. Yeah, we can go to the pond, get their luck refilled, too.
We should swing by there. On the
way. I only know that it's 2 miles south of the pond, so we need to go there anyway just to get our bearings.
So you don't get lost?
So, Hidalgo has a pretty good feel for the island. He's been wandering around it with his crew.
Okay.
So, you can get there fairly quickly.
Okay.
In about 4 hours.
Let's get to the pond. Refill Barber's luck.
You get to the pond. If you all dip in it, you get a D4 back of luck if you're below your maximum.
4.
I'm going to get 1. I know it. 1.
1. Shane? 4. Are you below your max?
The triangle, or the pyramid.
Three. So you get 3. Your luck is at 16. I don't know what Shane's.
Yeah, his luck is max at 16.
Yeah, you're already max.
So you've never used. I mean, he's erased it and rewrit it. So he had to have changed his luck before.
Yeah, but he hasn't erased this and any higher, and he'd have a different modifier.
Okay. Well, a 16 should be a +2. So I don't think that his luck is a 16.
Yeah, he probably gained 1 when he shouldn't have. So I think you had a 15 luck.
No. So I just got that and now I'm a 15?
So you got there and went down 1 luck.
That's terrible.
Hey, 16's really high.
You've done that.
I mean,
you're
why
heading
are you
south.
About your stats? You have the highest stats I've ever seen on any built character.
I
want to
make sure they're high.
Okay, yeah, but don't cheat.
You're heading south.
Good. South.
Yep.
Was there anything else about the statue that was there? There's a statue over here. What's this?
Oh, it's a snake statue.
It's shedding
its skin.
Should you destroy it?
I mean, I wasn't commanded to. I figured that he would, like...
You're supposed to remove our curse?
Also, this fucking thing. What if it removes, like, the luck thing? I don't know. All
right.
Future adventurers can come here and get more luck. Well, we're so selfish, we'll give them luck.
Just saying, it's a snake.
Yeah. Okay. Snakes can go in the water and on land. That's amphibian.
All right, so you head south.
South.
You find yourself in...
You could call that amphibian.
As you sort of go from the lake southward, it gets more and more swamp-like. Okay. Fetid waters, sucking mud, moss-shrouded trees,
mm-hmm.
you find.
Yep.
Eventually, you start to notice that there's a pathway of hexagonal-shaped stones that begin to lead in a direction.
Okay.
If you look at the stones closely, you reveal that each bears a small carving of a fly, worn near unrecognizable by the tread of generations of sandaled feet.
Yeah, what was that? What did I hear earlier about flies?
Until you hear the flies.
Yeah, hear the flies. Okay, well, this is...
That's not a good thing for you.
Oh, my character is great here.
Oh, okay.
This is fantasy, Aaron.
As you do get closer, you do hear the droning of what must be millions of flies.
Sure.
Maybe they have a lord.
That's exactly
flies.
Where I should be right now, so.
Perhaps.
I'm going to keep going.
Eventually.
Is it Jeff Goldblum?
These stone pathways take you to this area.
Cool.
Which is.
A frog!
A frog with doors.
God.
Underneath of it.
I hate this.
Alright, this is the Croaking Fiend.
The doors?
Yeah, yep. You see the doors?
Under his chin.
Okay, yeah.
Hidalgo,
yeah.
Is this where you came from?
Yep.
You were in there?
I was in there.
Oh my gosh. Are you a frog person?
So you can guide us through this?
Yeah.
Are you being paid by the frog people?
No. What? No. I ran away from them. He's the frog people.
Do you
You're
know...
with the frog people. I'm not with
I
the frog people.
I look like a
people.
Beautiful man again. Do you know how many frog people you saw?
I told you.
Well,
there was 12 of them.
There's 12 total.
That I saw.
That you
but
saw.
I was... They locked me up pretty quick.
Yeah.
Could be a giant frog, man. We don't know.
Do you? You said you know that there's treasure there. Do you know where the treasure is? Is it in there?
Yeah, there's lots of it in different places. There's also some traps. I did see them get around some of it.
What kind of treasure?
What kind?
Yeah.
Coins, gems.
Okay. Okay, just make sure.
Done. Bunch of flies.
Yeah. Booty.
Bunch of flies. Oranges. A couple pairs of boots. You know, like.
My boots?
Yeah.
You're outshot, Calvin, when you lean back that far. Do you open the croaking doors?
100% I do.
Open those croaking doors.
Are they croaking or are they creaking?
Okay. Hang on, I'm going to stay back a bit.
Yes. Okay, each door is decorated with a bas-relief carving of a toad that seems to watch them with mute interest. On the lintel above the portal is inscribed the words, Abode of the Toad.
I like this place.
In the common tongue. The doors are unlocked and swing open with a push. Their rusty hinges creak loudly, sounding almost like a croaking frog.
They croak loudly. It's a croaking door.
The interior of the fane is fashioned from hewn stone that has been smoothed flat. Ceilings are 15 foot tall. The interior is unlit, and only a small amount of sunlight comes through the doorway. So do you guys light some torches?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Beyond the croaking doors is a vestibule. Peeling frescoes, victims of the swamp's damp, covering the eastern, western, and southern walls. To the north, beyond the vestibule, the temple stretches off into the gloom. The air here is moist, stinking of mildew and the ghost of strange, pungent incense. The sound of trickling water is faintly heard.
Check for traps.
He said there aren't any here.
Okay.
I came this way. Just past the vestibule, the interior of the temple widens into a small open area. Which is sort of the main space. There's other small open areas that go off to the east and west. In the middle is a trickling fountain. From a basin of scummy water rises a carving of a toad seated atop a rock. Water issues from the amphibian's mouth. The flagstones around the fountain are slimy and discolored by algae. The temple continues past the transept, and a number of benches or pews can be seen. He said when they brought me in here, they brought a sort of amulet with them, like they had found it on their searches, and they dropped it in the fountain. And I saw, like, these hideous tadpole-like creatures, but teeth, almost like piranhas, snapping within the fountain.
Like Slither.
In that fountain?
It's like when they're trying to find a Horcrux.
Yeah, right.
Lava, reach in! Is there still an amulet in there?
I saw them drop the amulet. You can't see, the water's murky and muddy.
Oh man.
So they found this amulet.
Is there something we can roll to find it?
Can I roll my intelligence to see if I know anything about this amulet?
Sure.
Okay.
Could I do a sense magic or something like that to see if I could sense any magic down below?
Absolutely.
What's that based on?
You can all roll intelligence to just look around the room as well.
Okay. 15 plus anything that I would be doing for a sense magic kind of check.
Alright, so you do detect an aura. You can't quite pinpoint it, but you can see the general area, like it's glowing, right? Mm-hmm. It's not in the shape of an amulet, it's a larger glow than that. And you can tell it's of an opposite kind of magic as to Father Loblaw's.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Shane, go ahead and roll yours too.
Yes. Good.
Five. Okay. We both got fives though. All right, we got what?
Didn't you get a five?
Yeah.
And then I got a 15.
Yeah.
That's weird.
So whatever it is, you think it's antithesis to the frog people.
It's not even.
And that's why they disposed of it.
I'm not touching it.
Okay, that makes more sense because I'm like that. That's not like he's not necessarily got good power necessarily. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, it's just the opposite.
I need this.
If anything, I just swing my flail into the statue of the frog icon that's up there, because that's not
icon.
That's not it either.
Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. So you do that, and...
Maybe a little rashly, but I do it.
You do that, and the fountain stops spewing.
Sure.
And it starts to slowly begin to drain.
Mm-hmm.
As it does, you notice that the horrible tadpole-like creatures are flopping... And slowly dying of lack of water.
You're probably happy. Okay, do I see the amulet?
You can see, you can sort of spread them out and get the amulet.
Ooh, good.
Do we got to touch them?
figure out what this amulet does.
They're dead.
It's gotta be some kind of anti-power against these frog people. Might help us to be able to kill them, you know?
You should put it on then.
Well, no, he's a frog people too.
I'm a frog person. It's an anti-power.
Yeah, put it on.
No, it's an anti-power to my god. It's a power to them, right?
So there's like one power source?
Yeah.
And your god and their god are competing for that same power source. The amulet is anti that power source. So it's anti both gods.
Yeah. So it'd be bad for you and it'd be bad for them.
Okay. Yes. So yeah, it'd be good for you.
Try to utilize this.
Yeah.
Who is wearing it and write it down?
Oh, I guess I'll take it since I'm magical.
Yeah.
What do I call it? Frog amulet or
you can call it
nullification amulet?
Invincibility amulet?
The bad motherfucking amulet.
The Frogger.
Bamf amulet?
The Costanza. Call it the Costanza.
The Costanza.
Because he was really good at Frogger. And there's like an episode where he was trying to push this arcade to the street and they did like an overhead shot and he was going.
I remember that. Yeah.
What eats toads?
Snakes.
Owls.
Snakes.
Foxes. Okay. Skunks.
So birds. Just write snake amulet.
I must make pee-pee.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's okay.
You just pound onto your toe or what?
No, these two. These,
I'll pinch you.
Like, pinch together and his weight, his fat ass, just pinch me.
Take it.
Is kind of where they're at. That's the fountain right there. These are the pews.
Okay.
So you can go north, which he says is where, he was locked up and where the sacrificial pits are. There's a staircase that goes down into like a cave sort of thing. To the left, you see that there is a throne that looks like it's made out of reeds and like swamp things. And a savage looking man sort of sitting on top of it, Conan style. And he's surrounded with, like, frog effigies and things like that.
That's where?
That's to the left.
Okay.
To the right is bookshelves.
What?
Knowledge.
Oh.
Bookshelves. Each shelf is covered with stubby, unlit candles and melted wax.
Okay.
Stubby. I hate stubby.
Or you can go forward to where the pews are and where he says you can go down. Or if you want to investigate any of those things beforehand, you can.
Well, anything you recognize, Frogman?
There's just a guy sitting on a chair?
You recognize him from your previous natural 20s as the original human that started worshipping the frog gods.
Mm-hmm.
He like brought his tribes and made a pact with the croaking fane.
Yeah.
And started to spread his influence throughout the world.
So
he was kind of the frog Jesus.
He's like the frog Jesus, but for the wrong god.
For the wrong god.
Yeah, okay. So if I'm to take out the followers, then, and I'm here, this should be the guy that I'd challenge.
I mean, right? He died a long time ago.
Okay, so that's what I'm asking. Like, it's just a guy, or it's the...
It's a statue, statue of that guy.
Okay. I was going to say, like, this guy's just here. What do you want to do? Leave him alone. I deface the idol at the fountain, and it rewarded us. I'm going to deface this statue as well. I have a very strong
flail. So you go to break it?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're able to chip away at it.
Sure.
And you notice, as you do so, that... Inside the throne, there appears to be like a sarcophagus.
Okay. I'm assuming this is the remains of this guy. I'm gonna look around, see if there's any, you know, can I detect any
salt
magic about it or anything? Huh?
Salt the bones.
Could do that.
Let's see if you detect anything. So the sarcophagus, has a depiction of a human male in plate armor decorated with intricately carved toad images. An open-faced helm crafted into the visage of a toad covers the effigy's face.
Okay.
The stone face within the helm is identical to the man that's sitting on the throne.
Plate armor, huh? Probably cursed.
The sarcophagus lid appears to be very heavy.
Sure.
So you need to, like, crowbar it open or something.
I mean, he's probably not cursed. He's a guy who was for the power of the toads.
Yeah, but cursed against his kind of power.
It's the same power source.
But they're, like, pulling against each other.
No, but it would be the same power source. Yeah. It's like, he's the guy that started the toad stuff, and then there was two toad guys that were competing for that
like
stuff.
Like Methodist
right?
and Baptist.
So, technically, this would, Rick, if I'm right, like, this would be a good stuff for me to have if I were to...
Well, it depends how you think about it. Yeah. If you think about it as desecrating the tomb of a holy person of your power source.
But this is a guy this is the guy that was bad, right? But this power source originally, like, was for just...
Your god would bless you. The other god would curse you. Your god's more powerful.
Yeah.
So,
so if I were to take it, my god would bless you.
But this place is holy to the old god. So it's kind of a roll of the dice.
Well, I think that in terms of finding frog plate armor after my plate armor was taken, I'm going to roll that dice, I literally have dice.
It does seem like a symbol, yes.
Yeah.
Guys, that's it for this episode. We will be back again next week. Make sure you guys go to Patreon where you can see early access there. And if you like seeing this stuff, you can support us there as well. If nothing else, make sure you hit the subscribe button so you don't miss next episode.
Yes, please.
Fuck, that's heavy.